So, Daniel, I think we wanted to address a couple of things before we address the quite literal elephant in the room.
Yeah.
So we want to do my thing first and then get to your thing, right?
I think my thing, because yours is going to take a bit, won't it?
So we want to touch on your thing first. Yeah. Okay, so for those of you listening through an audio forum, I'm sure you can feel what's going on in this room right now. It's there's a palpable level of something going on in here. And that something happens to be Daniel dressed up as the ancient Greek philosopher Socrates.
Socrates, yes. Now, for our listeners only, what you're also missing is me adorned within my throne of awards, my absolute fortress of accolades.
There's a lot of elephants currently.
There's a lot.
We're working our way through
them. We're in the Sahara right now, surrounded by elephants. So I've got all of my filmmaking awards and accolades here. You should go to YouTube, check those out. And I'll drop a couple of them.
So you can see Danny's nipple.
So that you can see my nip.
Yeah, if there's ever been a reason to get on YouTube, it's because Danny now has at least one full nipple out.
Yeah. So the other week, our Twitter page received a DM.
As a Twitter page does.
Yeah.
We're like, oh yeah, guys, hit us with your questions. You know, like you know, be nice.
Yeah,
or like,
stop hitting us with your questions, but do be nice, please.
Yeah.
We received a DM to the pod that said, "Dear Daniel, please shut the fuck up. Your opinions hold as much weight as a neckbeard who lives in his mother's basement, jerking it to chicks with dicks, because that is essentially the anime you watch. If you disagree, you can catch these hands. Nice podcast, though, overall. Quite entertaining."
So that's one of mine. I would like to get out ahead of that, and that is almost definitely one of mine.
I like that they like the podcast, though, at least. Yeah. And by they, I mean you, because seemingly, you know,
could you imagine,
they watch it.
Could you imagine, like, watching a podcast and you're, like seething rage towards one of the, like, podcast co-hosts?
Yeah.
And you're just like, you know what? I can ride this out. I can ride this out because apparently he likes me to a degree where he's able to deal with a neckbeard jerking it to Fuda porn.
He must like something I do. I'm 50% of the podcast, right? Like, I can't imagine it's just you talking and then white noise as he like unplugs the headphones.
I was going to say just like visceral rage, just like blacking out every word you say. Like, yeah.
But so that doesn't really answer why I'm dressed as Socrates.
No, it doesn't.
So I asked our editor and the person who runs our Twitter page, Stank.
Lovely man. Legal name, Stank.
Yeah, legal name, Stank
Parents
Jones.
Parents did not love him.
No, came out reeking.
Yeah.
But
I feel like most babies probably
do. I
know,
I feel like that's fair. I feel like too high standards.
I feel like 30% of women they get the rip during, you know, you never knew
what
this.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like most women, not most women, but like a fair amount of women. Uh-huh. There's not a lot of space between the two exits.
Oh, I hate this.
On the way out.
Oh, no.
A little fresh flesh bridge. You go from two holes to one hole.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, so most babies probably come out, like, not smelling great.
Oh, my God, I'm, like, clenching my vagina, and I don't even have one.
Yeah,
like,
and sometimes they'll do a thing called a husband stitch, where they make it tighter than
I know about
the
husband stitch.
Why do you know about the husband stitch and not the rest of it?
There's a short story I read called the Green Ribbon or whatever, and it's all about the husband stitch. And it's this woman who has, like, a green ribbon around her neck, and if it comes off, the twist is her head falls off. Her husband keeps being like, I wanna take off your ribbon. And she's like, don't. That's the one thing you can't do.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have to tell you why. It's just the one thing I don't want you to do. And it's like, let me at that ribbon, though.
Give me the ribbon.
And then he takes it off and she's like, look what you've done to me.
Yeah. I've also read that story.
Yeah.
Was that like a mandated in middle school type thing?
I took Engendering Modernity, which was about like female authors in like the 18th century. So
apparently my high school is just more woke or something.
Look how I'm dressed, Nick.
What about this is allying yourself with anybody?
I'm clearly illiterate here. I am a learned scholar.
If we're being entirely real, you're like, do I have to bring my own sheet? And I was like, I don't own white sheets.
Yeah, I brought my sheet. Only a learned scholar would have his own sheet.
I mean, a learned scholar also wouldn't be wearing khakis and boots.
What is your problem?
I don't know. Are you Socrates by morning, like construction worker by night? What's going on here?
I have an event to go to at night.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I have to be Socrates for this.
Well, you think they will wear? Listen, they were freeballing.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to be a philosopher,
I'm sitting on your chair, so you're welcome. Not freeballing.
I've been fully naked on that chair many times.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. You never. Oh. Don't act all high
learning
and mighty.
Learning a lot of horrible
facts.
Right,
you never
now.
Been like, oh shit, I forgot to like send an email, but you're already naked in bed.
No,
so
I haven't.
You have to sit down in your gamer chair.
I've never received an email so pressing I can't scramble together a pair of pants. The difference
between you and me, Danny, so. When people ask me to do something, I get on top of it. I don't care if my scrote's sitting on my $500 chair. I'll rub my scrote on it.
If I ever want you on top of something, make sure your scrote is not rubbing against it.
Objectively, everything I've ever sat on, my scrote has been on top of.
Anyway, listen, we got a lot of cold opens to get through. Oh my God,
I hate to break it to you guys, but this entire fucking episode is going to be cold opens.
It's going to be a frozen episode.
Which is so annoying because there's also so much anime to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about. But so anyway, I asked Stank, because I love hate mail like this that's so like hyper specific. If your hate mail is funny, I'm down for it.
Absolutely.
Like, it'll never hurt me. I appreciate it. It's when people are like, it's when people just say, like, Danny's got wig arms. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Hello?
Like, yeah. The one word hate mail is what gets me. Mm-hmm. But so I asked Stank, I was like, I want to know specifically what opinions this guy disliked. Mm-hmm. So I gave Stank some words to tell him. He said, thank you for contacting Otaku's Anonymous Support. We're sorry to hear you're disappointed with some of Danny's claims. Which claims specifically caused you ire? Mm-hmm. He goes, 99% of them, man's watched like 3 anime and only a handful of episodes, but speaks like he's fucking Socrates.
Mm-hmm. Because I think when I watch your video going General Iroh, more like General I want him in my asshole,
good.
I'm like, this guy, philosophical.
Yeah, like, I know, I didn't know I was coming in with such hot, like, philosophical opinions.
Yeah.
But I do like that he goes, 99% of my opinions
but
suck.
1%.
I want to know the 1% he likes.
Maybe he also doesn't like Kratos. He was like, you know what? I think God of War has lost the step, and I think Danny's the only person brave enough to say it.
I know. I like the idea that he's like, this dude doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, but Attack on Titan's pacing do be slow.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? That Fortnite RPG wasn't as good as people needlessly hyped up.
Yeah. So, so I thought I'd dress the part. I hope you're watching. Fuck you too.
So if you are listening, you've ever been curious about what Danny's nipples look like, well, then here you go. I think it's the third time we've showed Danny's nipples on this podcast, and I've never showed mine. Maybe episode 100. No, I can't.
I brought a second toga.
That's if you actually did, I would be wearing one right beside you. So, and then Danny also brought the myriad of trophies he brought. He won. They gave you two. Why'd they give you two? I don't even want to call them plaques. They are mostly cardboard.
What, these certificates? Certificates of authenticity of my awards.
So I have because,
one.
Because the Trinity Film Festival awards are so often fake.
They're very frequently forged.
Of course.
Well, because you know what happened? You were discrediting the authenticity of my Muskogee award. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm gonna need this shit in writing.
And you got
Nick's not gonna buy it.
And you do have it in writing.
Boy, did I. So I have, for our listeners, I have a glass obelisk that says Best Picture, Trinity Film Festival.
Isn't an obelisk a snake?
No.
Basilisk.
Yeah, there
nailed
you go.
It.
An obelisk, I don't even, I certainly didn't use the word right. Oh yeah, my God, my throne is collapsing off me.
Oh no, the cardboard cutout that comes out of back to hold them up is failing you.
Oh. My own folly.
Yeah, exactly.
Foiled by my own riches.
This one is literally, like, coming out of the frame.
Yeah, so I have my glass obelisk. I have my Muskogee Award. I have a plaque that says Best Cinematography. Mm-hmm. And then 2 certificates of authenticity for each.
Wow. You know what? I feel like the certificate of authenticity wouldn't be hard to fake. It is just a piece of paper.
I know. I feel like the glass thing
significantly harder to
alone
fake.
Is like impressive enough. And then coming in with like this printout, like Word, like, Excel.
Look, mom says it's real. Mom, like, I don't fucking give a shit.
Yeah, this one's from Trinity and this one's from mom.
Yeah. Like, you're like, also at the same time, if you went through the effort of carving out a glass statue for yourself, fuck it. You won the Trinity Film Festival.
I won something.
Who cares? Yeah. Like, you won Biggest Loser of the Week.
Yeah.
Except, unless of course we're talking about my cold open material, which is roughly anime related.
Wow.
Because the Biggest Loser of the Week is a YouTuber by the name of Tensei YouTube.
Nick, that was so impressive.
Nick
that
is
transition was incredible.
I'm really good at segues. Yeah. I don't write scripts, so my brain is a script. That's,
please.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh my God, that reminds me. We have another thing to talk about in the cold open.
I like how me begging for mercy is what reminded you, because I know what you're talking about.
We spent 2 goddamn hours screaming for mercy 2 nights ago.
Go on with your tensei whatever.
So Nick has recently been embroiled in not necessarily a controversy. At least not for me. At least it's not a controversy. But
a lawsuit, some might say.
Yeah, it's a definite possible lawsuit. Yeah. So I make content on YouTube. I do silly little YouTube videos. And I have two pages. One is NC Hammer 23, where we talk Naruto and Boruto. The other is Weeb Commander, where we talk literally anything else. And
we being you, just to let people know, yeah. As we are currently on a two-man thing.
No, what I'm talking is the multiple personalities in my head.
Got you.
Every new page is a new personality, right. Being like, are you winning, son? And I'm like, I don't know quite yet.
I believe you.
Yeah, and so I got a Discord DM. Somebody was like, hey, man, there's a Spanish YouTuber who's plagiarizing everybody's YouTube videos, putting them in Spanish. Mm-hmm. A bunch of them are yours. And I'm like, sick. Go to the page. And I'm like, well, he only sends me one. And I'm like, okay, this I can read, speak, and write Spanish. So I'm like, this is absolutely my video bar for bar. The video's the same length as mine, posted mm-hmm. 2 weeks after mine. Dude's just dubbing my shit.
Yeah.
Dubbing it. Slightly changing the B-roll so like YouTube doesn't pick up on it. Yeah. You know, because he's a no-face YouTuber. And I'm like, all right, flag it. Send it. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, as I'm like about to leave his page, I'm like, wait.
Yeah. What else?
I'm like, that video looks familiar. And I had just done a hand seals video and he hadn't copied this for me, but there's another YouTuber by the name of Diggo Knight who had done a hand seals video, like why they disappeared from Naruto. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this is the exact same thing. Like same down to a T, like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Posted 2 weeks after Diggo Knight. So I emailed Diggo Knight. I'm like, this guy copied your video. He flags it. I get an email.
Oh, crazy.
I get an email from this guy. Yeah. And he's like, I don't want problems.
Yeah, he goes, please stop.
Yeah, he was like, I'm sorry yeah. I took your site to my video. And I was like, all right, admit to me every other video you've stolen. Because I already went through his videos. Yeah. I knew exactly every single, I was like, that got posted 2 weeks after mine. It's the exact same length. Went through, listened to all the videos.
Yeah.
I should have been working. Right. I'm behind on videos because of this.
Like, this is technically working. You made some views out of it.
Oh, yeah. It's my biggest video in months. But like, I should have been working, should have been banging out anime content. Instead, I'm watching this man, 300K subscribers, mind you.
Yeah.
Like a very legitimate YouTube page.
Well, that's the big thing is that he, like the videos he plagiarized of yours have like 500,000 views.
A million collective. Yeah.
Tons of views and tons of subscribers.
Which on YouTube, for those of you who don't know, is, I mean, it depends where you are regionally.
Lots of money.
Yeah, it's $10,000 to me if I do a million views. To him, he says it's less, but it's still at least five.
Yeah.
Like thousands of dollars we're talking here. And I'm not the only person he's stolen from.
Yeah.
And so I go through his page and I'm like, there's 7 YouTube videos here that I've seen that I went through. That are mine.
Yeah.
Bar for bar. Like, he took a couple of list videos where I was like, the Black Clover Captains explained.
Right.
And he would just, like, he wouldn't, like, rank them.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, just, like, all of the captains and their powers. And so he, would change, like, where they place. But all of the same talking points, just in Spanish.
Yeah.
So I'm flagging a couple of his videos. I'm like, fuck this. I'm making a video. And I get an email and the kid's like, please. This means, he's like, I don't think you realize how much this means to me.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't think you realize how much your content means to me when I get paid for it.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, it's not just the man behind the camera. I'm like, you have 300,000. Listen, it was some 900 subscriber YouTuber just like vaguely copying my shit. I'd be like, all right, man, like, listen, that's fine. You have a million of my fucking views.
Yeah.
Like, and so, like, I'm like, it's totally fine, man. Like, as I'm, like taking screenshots of everything, downloading all of his videos, like, for posterity, and I'm sending all this to Cody, and we're making a video, and I'm just like, we're gonna ether him, you know?
Yeah.
So, currently, we made the video, and the moral of the story is, I'm not gonna sue him for the money, I don't give a shit. Believe it or not, there's not that much money. To me.
Wow.
It's just
incredible.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm just going to be like, you know, like he privated all the videos. He's no longer profiting off me as far as I know.
Yeah.
But I just sent 100,000 people at him. Like there's a video with 100,000 people. He's been deleting comments all day, viciously deleting comments. Jeez. Like it's just all English comments. And he's just deleting all of
it's a good way to filter it out.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean,
it's like I saw you made a few TikToks on it too.
Yeah.
And the reason, like, Because I, at first, when I heard, like, the first few sentences of, like, this story, I was like, oh, geez, what, like, small-time, like, kid in his basement is Nick coming for the throat of?
Because I do have a little...
coming with the people's elbow.
I have a people's elbow for anybody who wants to catch it, honestly. You cross me, I'm coming for the neck.
I was just ready for this to be, like, a middle schooler with 13 subscribers, and you're like, you better lawyer up, bitch!
Ether you!
But no, he, like, yeah, he's got millions of views. That hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and I saw people commenting on your TikToks and being like, oh, like, Naruto's been over for years. You think it's that crazy? You think it's that crazy that somebody, like, had similar ideas to you? But it's literally your script. Like, it's also genuinely just translated your script, your points, beat for beat. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, simply plagiarism.
Also, none of it is about Naruto. Every single video he copied was either non-Naruto videos from NC Hammer or things from Weeb Commander. Yeah. So, like, it's, like, ongoing, a bunch of ongoing stuff. Like, he, like calculations only I've done.
Yeah.
Like, the one I talk about in the video is that I talk about the domain expansion that Gojo has, which is Infinite Void. And there's this moment in the Shibuya incident where he opens his domain expansion for 0.2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Fills everybody around him with, like, brain with 6 months of information.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it would be cool if I, like, did how many years of information that is in a second. Nobody else done that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nobody else has, like, gone through that because nobody else has been curious about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm watching this video right there.
Up there,
Every, it was, like every año, like, there's, like, 2.5 años, like, per segundo de información. And I'm like, okay, like, that's...
Heh?
Yeah, K. Yeah. Yeah. K what?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, he's stealing my fucking shit. And he's like, I just don't, you need to understand, like, this is, like, I'm feeding my family off these views. And I was like, okay, clearly you love anime. Clearly you have an audience.
Make anime content.
Write a fucking script.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard.
Yeah.
Like, I just it's so easy to not steal somebody's content.
It's hard to, the hardest part is starting.
Yeah.
Like, he has the following, you know what I mean? And I also saw people commenting being like, you know, oh, he just, like, ran a good scam. Like, you know, he worked smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And I also can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Like, great scam.
Objectively, great job.
Yeah, great play. Mm-hmm. But with every great scam, I also feel like it's like anytime I've, like, stolen something, which I haven't.
I've stolen many things. My God. Target has a literal target. Like, Target is named after the target they have on my back.
Anytime I've, like, done anything dubious, I've been like, you know what? If I get away with this, rad. But if I get caught, makes sense.
Yeah.
I committed a thing that deserves to be caught.
Of course.
So it's like, yeah, like, fuck this guy. Like, yeah, he was running, like, a smart scam. But you have to know that if you get caught, the dude's not going to be like, hey, like, that's smart of you. You stole my stuff and dubbed it. Like,
good job. Yeah.
Like, what?
And he was like, I'm willing to show you my analytics. I'll send you the money. And I was like, I don't need your money. I just don't take my content.
Yeah.
And so I've contacted all the people he stole from, like the Amagi, Digo Knight, Anime Balls Deep. And he's going to get copyright striked into the ground.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this certainly isn't going to help him. Story will probably be picked up by bigger YouTubers because the video is doing well, which will also definitely not help him because God knows that people like Penguin and like Charlie and Moist Critical, he's got so many fucking names, Ludwig, all of them are always looking for things to react to. We've been DMing them, you know, we've been like, you know, here's a little something because they've been talking about it. And so moral of the story, I'm not going to sue this man. I'm not going to try and end his page. I mean, I am kind of going to try and end his page, but, like, at the end of the day, we're making all of my content accessible to all languages now.
Yeah.
That's, like, the biggest thing coming out of this is, like, I'm going to try and get my content in Spanish, Hindi, Bengali, Portuguese, Japanese, and Chinese.
Yeah. That's, and you're not trying to end his page. You're trying to just make it, like, original.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If he posts his own content, go fucking wild.
Yeah, like, it does. It's not about, like, more anime competition. It's that he's stealing people's shit. Like, that's wild.
So that's everything we had about my current beef. Now, the reason that Daniel saying, please God, earlier triggered me is because
we did a lot of begging this Tuesday.
Yeah, me and Daniel went through a little thing known as trauma bonding recently.
Yeah.
We saw Fast X.
We did see Fast X.
Which was incredible, mind you. Like, best, I'm gonna say it was the best Fast and Furious movie since 7. But then again, I think 7. Can I do a thing right now?
Yeah, whatever.
For the fast heads out
there. For the Furiosos.
Yeah, for the Furiosos. Yeah. For family.
Yeah. For a family.
Exactly. Best, like, power ranking off the neck right now. Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift, 7, 5, the original, 4, 6. Mm. Oh, wait, no. No, it's...
We're so deep into it, and Fast X hasn't even shown up.
Well, that's why.
Are we going lowest to top?
Highest down.
Okay, so you got Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift.
7, and then I think Fast X. I think it's 4.
That's so low.
That's out of how many movies?
Out of 10.
Out of 11. Hobbs and Shaw, motherfucker.
Oh, do you count that?
Yeah, it's number 5.
Okay.
I'm Black Superman, baby. It's incredible. It's a really good movie. So okay. Yes, Fast X, wild. But me and Danny decided to watch Fast X in a non-conventional means. Danny somehow has lived in LA for all of...
like 7 months.
And is somehow more connected than I am.
I have one connection that Nick doesn't even want anymore after this experience.
If we're being entirely real,
I know. So I got invited to the 4DX premiere of Fast X, like 2 days before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
Which was exciting. Like, you know, it's a nice little, like, I get to go to a movie early. Yeah, it's a thing Nick doesn't have that I have, is the best part.
And he invited me, it was a pity invite. Yeah,
and I invited Nick. Yeah. And so we go, and it's one of those theaters, I went to the D&D one of this, I think I talked about it, but we go to the theaters, and it's one of those where it's like a ride, and every time I tell people about it, they're like, oh, like your individual seat shakes a little bit, like it rumbles, there's some mist.
That's what I thought for a long time.
I know. I tried preparing you and Daniel. I tried telling everybody I've ever spoken to about this. They're never ready. These fucking seats toss your ass.
Yeah.
They have little like bars. Do you feel the bar in the back that would punch you every
in
now
the
and
back
then?
Of the fucking
in
head.
The back of the head.
My hair was not only tangled, like I had just gotten railed. Like it was like I was literally like shooken.
Yeah.
I was like lightly concussed coming out of this fucking movie.
Nick is sitting next to me like he's got fucking hollow bones, just like shaking the whole time.
I have popcorn in one hand and a bottle of water in the other, and I am literally living through the Mexico City earthquake of like an 8.9 trying to stabilize, like I'm a fucking like holding a camera.
The first car chase, Nick's got popcorn flying everywhere, they're splashing through water, we're getting splashed in real life. Nick leans over to me and he's like, can I turn this down? And I'm like, no,
there's no
absolutely
option. There's
not.
No option to be like, hey, I didn't realize. Like, imagine like your elderly grandma.
Yeah, imagine
like,
you bring a pregnant person in.
They're like, oh, I want to go watch a movie with my grandson. And they just get fucking tossed.
Dude, if you go into a 4DX movie pregnant, your baby is coming out of liquid.
You're having the baby.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, you were born to Dom Toretto. Yeah. Like, you are now little B.
It's so violent. It literally, like, a car chase will start and
You'll hear a collective groan from the audience because they're like gripping their seat, being like, no.
And you are out of the seat by the end. Like you are slumped down.
Yeah.
And there will be lulls where there are conversations. The second someone gets into a car, your ass is clenched.
You're just fucking bouncing like it's a country road. Funny. They're just anytime, there's two people sitting in a car, you're just bouncing. The poor woman sits next to me.
Yeah.
I have a water bottle. She got like a Sprite in a like a cup.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just fucking explodes the Sprite all over herself. Like she's like trying to take a sip. Little did she know there's a rocket about to hit the fucking wall. Just
done. A fool's move. An absolute amateur's move.
Every time I took a sip, I was terrified because I was like, I don't know if Dom Toretto's about to get punched and I am too.
You can't. You have to gauge it. That's where like the amateurs are separated from the veterans. Because I like would wait out of action scene and then I'm like, like just sucking down my Sprite.
Yeah, it's like I just shove as much popcorn in my mouth as possible. And if you think like the popcorn like carnage after a regular movie is bad, you should have seen this one. Yeah. It was everywhere.
Dude, that girl sitting next to you couldn't walk after the film. They had to wheel her out.
I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
I felt like I had just like been passed through like blacked.com.
Yeah, it feels like you are like going through birth a second time.
It was insane.
Yeah. I'm getting a FaceTime. That's nothing.
Okay, it's not your vibe?
No.
Who is it?
My friend Rhiannon.
Pick it up.
I don't want to pick it up. Should I pick it up?
No, don't pick it up. So where were we?
Fast X, terrifying. I haven't seen any of the other movies before.
So Danny didn't like it?
Here's the thing. Here's what's weird about it, right? It opens. Here's how the movie opens. Spoilers for the opening of the film.
It's just Fast Five.
It opens and it's a barbecue with La Familia.
Uh-huh.
And this.
It's been a long
time. Yeah, that plays a bit.
See, they played a slowdown version.
They played the piano.
They are still hammering that song.
It's a barbecue with La Familia. La Abuelita is there, who you have never seen
just
before, apparently.
Just introduced her like, this is Dom's grandmother. Yeah. And I'm like, Dom's 50?
Yeah, Dom's grandmother, who's like 15 years older than
him. Also, they tried to shoehorn in Han being 39. The actor's like 55.
Han's on Tinder, and it says like he's 39.
Actor's like... mid-50s.
Yeah, Han, yeah. Anyway, but it's this barbecue. They do they're all drinking a Corona. They do, like, to family. Uh-huh. And they all, you know, tink. And then Dom goes into his shed, looks at his shrine to Paul Walker, mm-hmm. like, splashes one for the boys who couldn't make it. And
hey,
I'm just
Paul's,
sitting...
He's still alive.
And, yeah,
he's
in
just
that
watching
universe.
The kids. Yeah, how fucking dare you?
Just watching the kids.
Yeah.
Just gave it up.
Yeah.
All that's happening. And I'm just sitting there like, how... does every single one of these not start this way? Like, do they? If you asked me, still having never seen any of them, if you asked me, like, write Fast 11, open it. How does it open?
Barbecue.
This is what I would say. Barbecue, La Familia, Paul Walker tribute.
Yeah.
Splash went out for the boys who couldn't make it.
And then, oh, we scorned somebody a couple of episodes, a couple of movies back, who's now coming for our ass.
Do all of these start this way? This was the most, like, by the numbers beginning I could ever think of.
So they don't always start with a barbecue, but everyone since 7 has started with, like, Dom being like, Brian.
Can you imagine your friend just moving somewhere and you build a shrine and you're like, I'll never forget. Oh, call him.
Just fucking call. Reach out, you weirdo. Or just be like, I'd be like, if you move back to Connecticut and I just like changed all of the like the Naruto shoot and pictures of us. I miss him.
I would love for them to bring back like a Paul Walker, like CGI, like him back, and he comes into that shrine and he's like, What is this? What is this? You never once reached out. You know how many times I've called you?
You named your son after me?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you tell me this?
It's so funny. It doesn't make sense if he's not dead in canon.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because they're just like, this is bra. Because like they're best friends in the universe. But that's all we're going to talk about. Fucking.
Good. Anyway, it's not worth keep going.
Jason Momoa's best role maybe ever.
Momoa's great. He's like one of the best villains I've seen
bit.
Yeah, like really fun.
Yeah, like very fun.
Yeah.
Also, got a little thick for the role.
He is thick. He's chunkier. He's
a little chunky for the role.
I like it. He reminds me of David from Schitt's Creek in terms of personality. You ever seen Schitt's Creek?
Yes.
That's the personality.
The way I thought it was Jonathan Van Ness, but evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, Yas Queen, you're dead.
And Yas Queen, you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. It was very interesting. So we're going to talk about anime now. That's the longest cold opening I think we've ever recorded. But you know what? That's fine because we had a lot to coldly open this week.
Nice.
So if we're being entirely real, there is a lot of things that I want to talk about because not only did we not talk about Star Wars Visions last week, but you also had homework, which you finished. Congratulations.
Yes.
And Danny did record his reactions to, assuming, 2 episodes at a time.
Yes,
6 episodes of Angel Beats.
Yeah, so every day this week, I have been watching Angel Beats, mm-hmm. devoting 4 hours to Angel Beats.
Yeah.
I wake up, Angel Beats, go to sleep, repeat.
Angel Beats.
Yeah.
So, can I get your book report now?
Yes.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
The part I'm most excited about every single week is the cold open.
Yeah.
But this is the thing I'm second most excited about. Yeah.
Angel Beats?
Uh-huh.
Fucking nonsense. You did prepare me for this show. I looked at like one poster of it. I thought it was going to be about like a lesbian band that plays in coffee shops and sometimes has issues.
There's
an all-girl band at one point.
Yeah, well, there is an all-girl band and that seems incredible. But isn't there like literally an anime about that currently? They have like, Ano Bando, dun, 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 dun. There's like literally a...
I have no idea. Do the whole song?
I don't know. And now this 3-minute segment is brought to you by Nick's singing abilities. There is like a band. There's like a band, like an all-girl band anime out right now. It's super popular.
Probably.
Yeah.
Insane. Absolutely not at all what I thought it would be about. Mm-hmm. First like 2 minutes of the show, like a girl's got another girl in the crosshair of her sniper rifle.
Yeah.
So brief summary of what the show is.
It's 10 years old. Feel free to spoil.
It's about like when you die. Or it's this afterlife high school.
Yeah.
So it's full of all these teens who have died with tragic lives, and they're there to get closure.
Yes.
But the cool thing about it, and that's kind of the spoiler.
Yeah.
The cool thing about it.
You learn that in like episode 7.
of 12.
Yeah. 13.
So, yeah. So the cool thing about it is that, like, it's whole, like, the afterlife is a positive thing. Like, it's there to help these kids move on. But since they've all had these traumatic backstories, since they're all rebellious teens, they are, like, resistant to it. Like, they show up in the school and they're like, the school wants us to move on.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We're not moving on. Exactly. We're staying traumatized.
Yeah.
And so it's like the themes, I don't know if the mechanics of everything make fully, like, make a lot of sense.
Gotcha.
But the themes are airtight.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very cool, it absolutely fucking shattered me at one point. Oh, you want to guess what point?
I'm assuming during the baseball game when she catches it. Oh.
Which baseball game?
When is it?
There's a baseball episode.
Yeah, the baseball is like when he makes the catch. Because, like, that's the kid who makes the catch, and, like, that's, like, his whole thing. Or is it when she gets married?
It's when she gets married.
Oh, my God.
Yo, fuck that.
Oh,
that
God.
That was horrible.
I have goosebumps just thinking about it.
That was absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
When she's like, would you marry me? And I'm like, fuck it, ease up, lady. Uh-huh. And then Hinata's like, I'll do it. And I'm like, do it. She loves you.
And he's like a very, like, background character. But it's like this, like, beautiful, like, coming of age story for both of them, like, getting closure in that moment.
It was incredible. And there's a montage of him helping her out because she's paralyzed in real life. And it's like what they would have been in their world.
Yeah.
Oh, it was devastating. It was insane. And it's funny because the first, like, four episodes, I was like, fuck, Nick, what is this? Like, it is a comedy anime. The comedy's funny.
Very funny.
It's a very funny show.
The scene spinning the halberd outside and then it falls makes me laugh every single time.
There's, like, a montage where they're, like, trying to get from, like, point A to point B, and all these, like, robot clones keep popping up.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, throwing themselves at her, like, sacrificing themselves.
Because they can die and come back.
Yeah. Like, no one can actually die because it's the afterlife. And it's, like, most of the jokes are edited like a Team Four Star Abridge.
Yeah.
But, like, licensed and real. Uh-huh. Like, it's so unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. Definitely, like, I don't know. Like, it's like 8 out of 10, I want to say.
Okay, that's
fair.
But,
like, a high 8, because the beginning is slow. And it's, like, kind of nonsense a little.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's, like, I think that's the point. I think
it's supposed
just
to set you in the idea, like of what they've been trying to do, because they're focusing their energy on Angel.
Yeah.
And she's like, Angel is what's going to purify us, even though Angel is just a kid like the rest of them.
Yeah. I think the fact that it's like so weirdly smart, like the fact that it's nonsense is on purpose. Cause it's like, yeah, it doesn't make sense that Angel's attacking them. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. And then you find out it's because the students are causing all of their own problems.
Yeah.
Like, Angel is there. There's, like, this 14-year-old Terminator, essentially.
She has, like, Edward's, like, blade hands.
Yeah, she has laser blades. Mm-hmm. Like, and she is there to help them move on. And all they've seen her do is, like, talk to their friends, and then their friends disappear.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck that. That looked terrifying.
Yeah.
And then they attack her. And it's just, like, they could all move on peacefully, but they are just terrified of what's next.
Did you notice in the closing that every single time one of them gets released to the afterlife, they no longer exist in the closing? Oh, you didn't notice this? I mean, I've seen the anime like 12 times. Took me a couple times.
Well, I saw in the one that Eurippy, like, passed on in. Hey, Neutron.
Hello, friend.
In the one that Eurippy passed on in, she's, like, smiling in the outro, but she was still there. That's wild.
Yeah,
I didn't notice.
As the episode, after they disappear, they just no longer appear in the outro.
Yeah.
Did you like the intro? It's my favorite intro of all time.
I did, but I can't tell if it's, like, Stockholm syndromed in my head, because honestly, I wake up, Angel Beats, eat breakfast, Angel Beats. Like,
your beats, my name.
Like, yeah. Yeah, that fucking piano is just, like, it's like me punching into my, like, blue collar job. Like,
we live such silly lives.
Yeah, like,
just hear it at night. You're like, no.
I know. I, like, almost, like, shrivel up. I'm like, take a sip of my coffee. Like, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite Angel Beater?
I don't remember their names, but the
me neither.
The dumb idiot with the halberd, I adore. The guy who only speaks in English, also love him.
Okay.
And then the, like, co-main protagonist, like, not the main guy, but I think he's got, like, blue
Hinata?
Hair.
Hinata?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who
played
baseball.
With his, like, no homo arc.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my favorite, and I love the, like, little demon-looking girl.
The one who's in the band?
The one who gets married to Hinata.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because she does nothing wrong, uh-huh. and everyone is so mean to her for nothing, for truly nothing. She's like, can I join a band? And they're like, fuck you, bitch. And then she's like,
slow walking away.
Yeah, she's like, I just really like the band. And they're like, then join it, idiot. And she's like, okay, I will.
I'm sorry.
She's done nothing wrong.
Nothing
and
at all.
And then she gets married, which is nice at the end. So.
Or also the super serious ninja girl is also hilarious.
She's cool, yeah. But there is like a very funny like no homo arc with Hinata where he like, every time someone is like nice to the protagonist is like, hey, are you gay, man? And they're like, no, I'm not gay. This is 2010. We can't be gay.
That's not allowed yet.
And then towards the end, the main character finds his friend like all beat up and shit. And he's like, Hinata, are you all right? And Hinata's like, hey, you came right to me. What are you gay? And passes out, and I'm like, let's go, Hinata.
Wait to hold the line till the end, you brave soul.
It was hype.
I feel like that show is also Stockholm Syndrome for me, because I think I watched it when I was like 16, and I was just like emotionally, like when you're a teenager as a boy, it's just like anime hits different. I don't think I enjoy anime as much now as I did then, because I used to just sit and watch 12 episodes and just like not feel anything but feel everything.
Yeah.
Because I was a young boy full of cum and testosterone.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I need to feel this, but I don't understand what
I'm feeling.
I just
imagine you're such a weird blend of like, I imagine you as like this 7-foot-tall jock, like shoving kids in a locker. But then at the same time, I imagine you like doing hand signs in the back of the class telling
really
kids
good.
Not, I've been practicing.
That was really good.
Just practicing in the back of the class, telling kids not to come to lunch tomorrow.
I was a tri-varsity captain who baseball, football, freestyle skiing.
Nice.
Which third one might as well not be real.
Yeah,
there was
hardly,
eight of us.
Yeah.
And then I had a high school DXD computer background.
So, I thought you were going to say club that you ran. That would have been hype.
Just like, me and all my other devils, you guys wouldn't get it.
We had an anime club in my high school, and I was so pretentious because I was like, I'm going to check out anime club. I'm kind of into that. Attack on Titan just came out. Let's see what this is about. And I like pass by the door and it's like, some of the worst kids in my year, and they're like, so we're gonna go around and say our favorite Pokemon.
Yeah.
And like, that's probably how you should open 8th grade anime club.
I would hope.
But I'm just like, man, these guys think Pokemon's an anime? Fuck this.
He just pulls pin out of grenade. Like, see you later, nerds.
I'm so pretentious that I've like gone full circle. I've gone 180 into not even knowing my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, Pokemon's not an anime, idiot.
Yeah.
Watch Naruto, a more obscure anime.
No one's even heard of this one yet. I'm new to it.
Yeah, watch this underground anime, Naruto.
I've had a confusing relationship with the weebs of my life, like wildly met weebs.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty much the only weeb in my high school. Like, I had friends who watched anime with me, but I was the driving force in us watching anime.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm watching Sword Art Online, let's watch it together. And they're like, yeah, I'm down with that. And we would all watch Sword Art Online, and then like Asuna would get like, you know, her boobies grabbed, and we'd all be like, not gonna talk about that one.
That's tough.
And then in college, I was also pretty much the only weeb in my circle until I met my roommates that I would go on to live with, who also would only watch anime when I put it on.
Yeah.
But like one of my other roommates, like he like enjoyed anime like peripherally, but like, so like, I just like, the further I got into science, the closer I got to like weebdom.
Yeah.
But like, I went to a very like, my dad went to this high school and he was tri-varsity captain.
Oh, Big Daddy's credit card high school.
It was that. And so it was like a bunch of people being like, oh, no, watch that, those Chinese devil cartoons. But like, as I got closer to people, like, it got chiller. Everyone knew I was the anime guy.
Yeah.
Like, I wore it on, like, I wasn't ashamed of it.
Right.
I was a little ashamed of it. to be fair, I was watching Monster Musume, like, once a week.
Yeah.
So I should have been.
It's funny because the more confident you are in a hobby, the less embarrassing it becomes. Like, if you just walk around, like, being a normal dude wearing a, like, anime, wearing anime sleeves, wearing two anime sleeves, just walk around, you're like, hi, I'm Nick, I'm a normal person, I like anime. People are like, oh, that's crazy. I also have hobbies and interests.
I think the more confident you are about the things you love, the hotter you are.
It's whenever you're like, if you're watching anime in class and people are like, oh, what do you watch? You're like, nothing. That's when people are like, oh, I'm not going to talk to you.
Don't look.
Yeah, you could have been watching like notes for the upcoming test and I still would have found this horrible.
You're like, your entire reaction to this, like, what do you plan? Like, what is that? Like the layout to the school? You're trying to find like what exits you can close off when you pull it out of your backpack.
This is not a good prank. Nobody do this. You know what? I shouldn't even say this.
No, do it, please. Please.
Like, it'd be not funny. You know what wouldn't be funny, Nick, and no one should do?
What? So this reminds me of the whitest kids you know bit.
Where they're like,
incredibly felonious.
Yeah, don't say I'm going to kill the president.
I'm not going to, like, it would be super illegal if I told you the best place to bomb the White House would be from the corner of the Roosevelt building.
That'd
be
super illegal and wrong. You know what else would be very wrong? Imagine just, like, sitting in study hall and having, like, the blueprint of your school open on your laptop.
That'd be so funny. Just, like, I just have X's on the exits. That would be awesome.
Just be like, this, you know, I'm studying plumbing.
Yeah, feel like I'm a big architect. I just like the layout. I think they did a really good layout with this with this school. What do you think about doors that open inwards? Pretty easy to close off, right? That's what I'm thinking.
I'm really enjoying our last days on YouTube right now.
And first time we get flagged for dangerous information.
Oh my God, Neutron ripped.
Did he?
Yeah.
I think I've gone immune to it. Also, you're in the direction of it. He's a very directional farter.
Wow.
So I was going to say, this is kind of comment I get a lot though, is like whenever I do like an update on my tattoos, I'll get comments from people being like, can't believe this guy has a girlfriend. And I'll be like, you know what? That's fair. Yeah. But like, cause it's similar. Cause like, they're like, oh, this guy got anime tattoos. Can't believe he's got a girlfriend. It's like, have you heard being likable?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Have you heard just like, cause like, well, people don't realize me and Dorothy never talk about anime ever. She doesn't watch it. Yeah. Why? And people assume because I like anime, I just go around being like, have you seen Vinland Saga's new episode? I'm like, hey man, did you watch the Lakers game? It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a regular guy. Like, we can talk about anything.
Yeah.
Like, sure, if you commit your entire personality to anime and manga and you're just like, oh, I don't know, she kind of reminds me of Ram, I don't know if I like her, no one's gonna fucking talk to you. But like, people are like, oh, I can't believe this guy who's so unabashedly an anime fan has a girlfriend. One, good at sex. Two,
nice.
I want to talk to people.
Let's go, all those sexers out there. You know who you are.
I'm not a virgin.
You know what's funny too? That also implies that like women don't like anime. You know?
Yeah.
Like where it's like, I can't believe you have a girlfriend. Girls like anime.
I backed women over conversations of anime.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of them, actually. You mentioned, I swear to God, you go into any anime convention, just put on a Nana shirt.
Yeah.
You'll go home with a woman. It's not hard. Just have a cursory knowledge of Nana or Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Or Banana Fish or Horimiya. Like, you, I swear to God, watch romance anime.
you turn Southern for a second. I swear to God, child.
Hell, you. Listen, legitimately, just like.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
It's like anything, literally most things that people find embarrassing, if you just are like open and like normal about it.
Yeah.
The world opens up to you. That's literally why I started painting my nails. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, first off, it happens all the time in anime. So just like growing up, I was like, man, Itachi looks cool with those painted nails.
Looks fucking sick.
Looks sick.
They all had painted nails.
I like one day I was like, I'm going to paint my nails black, like be a little edgy. Everywhere I went, girls are complimenting it.
Oh yeah.
It feels so nice to get a compliment.
Confidence is sexy.
If you just like walk around with the thing you like on, like people will compliment it and be like, oh, I like that thing. I'm insecure about it.
See, that's the thing. Anytime I see somebody pushing it, you know, pushing the limits, I go out of my way to be like, sick.
Yeah.
If I see a dude in like a crop top and like pink shorts or something, like some pushing it like thing that you don't see on the street every time, I'm like, love your top.
Yeah.
I just, cause like, you know, it takes balls to put that on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah, dude, you break the norms. You do your goddamn thing. Confidence is sexy, baby. That's why, listen, I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, if you aren't doing what you love, or at least like aren't striving to do what you love, it's a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just like, listen, I understand people are working. Like what I learned in a great friend of mine, Kate from college, told me when I was working in science, she was like, you're not going to get satisfaction from working in science. Mm-hmm. You don't love it enough. And like, she was like, so fulfill your life outside of work.
Yeah.
And that's why I started making content. And yeah. without Kate, it wouldn't have happened. And so.
Nice. Let's go, Kate.
I mean, also without Dorothy and but many other people.
Like nah, all Kate.
Just you, yeah. just you, Kate, who's definitely not watching this. But yeah, no. So that's, it's yeah. absolutely like sexy as shit when you're just confident in what you do.
Yeah. Watch what you want. Start a podcast. Wear a toga.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. dump out the nipple. yeah. Bring your kill. Your it will kill trophy.
Also, anyway, should we move on?
Well, I was going to say, people have been asking to see portraits, by the way.
Once it's done with festivals, that's why I'm doing all this. I want people to want to see it.
Yeah, that's right. Once, get desperate for it. Get real horny for it. I'm
building up hype. Yeah. Once it's done with festivals, because festivals won't accept films that are public. Like, they want to be like, hey.
They want
to
see it first.
They want. Films that have hype around them. So follow the Portraits Instagram page if you want to help us out.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
Do it.
They want like films that have hype around them so then they can show them exclusively at their premieres or at their festivals and be like, hey, buy tickets to our festival. You want to see the short film this toga wearing idiot's been talking about?
Absolutely. Because like, that's what everyone says about you. Toga yeah. wearing idiot.
Yeah, everyone's it's calling me Socrates. Now. Yeah, exactly.
Because like that's actually what you wore in yeah. Muskogee. And everyone was like, this is confusing. I don't know.
like, it's actually. Yeah, they're like, who invited Plato? And I was like, it's Socrates.
You dumb, you yeah. simple. Do I not look like the yeah. kind of person who would get poisoned to death after yeah. telling the Senate to fuck off?
Yeah, hey, how about this? Look up in the stars. I don't know a single thing about those, idiot.
Wasn't my time, yeah. dipshit. So, all right, yes.
Look at this. I don't know what just happened. I have no idea. What caused that?
Roughly sure that women's menstrual periods yep. bring bears. Yep. Not quite sure.
Check that out. Moon did it.
Pretty sure we're the center of the universe. Don't know if anybody yep. can refute that yet. Yep. We do not know our philosophers on this podcast. Then again, why would we need yep. to know? Most of them were wrong.
Yeah.
Like anybody until the guy who made fucking algebra and died a virgin. All wrong.
yeah. Most of them touched kids.
And go Van Gogh. No. Nope.
What?
The Leonardo.
Da Vinci?
DiCaprio. The guy who did the man.
I don't know.
He did the duality of
Da
man.
Vinci, for sure.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Likes him young.
No, damn. Anyways.
okay. A lot of anime news. Like, so objectively, so much anime news. I'm going to go through some bullet points here pretty quickly.
Yeah, shotgun it. We Mashal, are out of time.
Mashal, not, Mashal has a skeleton unicorn.
Sick.
Which is straight from Harry Potter, right? Because they have skeleton horses. That you can only see if you have like magic.
Okay, but come on. They don't have a fucking monopoly on skeleton horses.
Well, I know.
How do you see the skeleton unicorn?
The skeleton unicorn, I think you like touch his horn.
Okay.
You just grab his horn. They put a brick on it for some reason.
That seems like the last thing you want to do when you introduce to a unicorn.
Yeah, I don't, maybe.
Yeah.
I've heard unicorn horn has aphrodisiac properties.
I have heard that too. Yeah. Why have we heard that?
I don't know. I think that's why they got eliminated. I think that's why they got killed. Because people couldn't get boners before Viagra. And so they have to touch the horn and then they get sorted into dorms by the unicorn.
Oh,
so it was like
sick.
It was like a weird crossover yeah, event. So we're still doing Harry Potter.
So that's a sorting hat.
Yeah.
Sorting corn.
Well, yeah, sorting corn, yeah. Exactly. And then also, Hell's Paradise, 100% not doing nipples.
Nice.
Yeah. I figured you were curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. So we saw full boobies.
Fine. I guess I'll put it away.
Yeah. Two sets of, no, yeah. listen, that just means we give out more than
yeah.
Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're looking for nipples,
we're cornering
anime.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. We've cornered the nipple market.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there was also, Ocean of Co, which you did not watch.
Which I didn't have time for. No.
I need to talk about.
Okay. Talk about
this
it.
This is not going to be a bullet point. This is a solo man's podcast.
Okay.
With the occasional from Danny.
Yeah.
So I was two episodes behind, which means I've watched, you're doing great. which means I want episode 5 and episode 6.
Yeah.
And so episode 5, they started to dip a toe into like weird shit again. And I don't know if this actually exists in Japan. And if it does, I kind of hate it.
Uh-oh.
So episode 5, Aqua, the main character, gets mm-hmm. He does this movie. And the director's like, if you want information about you got to get on my TV show.
Yeah.
And so it's a reality dating television show. But for those of you who are listening well at home, you'll know Aqua, first year of high school.
Right.
Like 13, 14, I think he's 14, maybe yeah. 15.
If it's first year of high school, he's like 13.
But like, high school works differently in Japan.
Oh, okay.
They only do 3 years. So you go in as like a sophomore, then, I think.
Yeah, like 15.
So he's like 15.
Yeah.
And the reality dating show is like a bunch of like social media influencers and actors and pinup models and all that. all in high school. Mm-hmm. So it's a high school reality dating television show, which is basically Euphoria.
Yeah,
if we're being real. And fortunately, none of them are like, oh, look at these high schoolers smush.
That's good. That's a bare minimum.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that's nice that we're not doing that at least. And so it's like him being on this reality television show. And it's, once again, the Ocean Okoa effect, where you're like, this premise, yucky.
Yeah.
But fuck, did they nail it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Like, they're just like showing the behind the scenes of a reality dating TV show. Mm. And they're like, none of us are lying per se.
Yeah.
But we're playing, we're trumping up our emotions.
Right.
We're on this show to get clout. We're like, we're here. Like, I might find love, but like also like it's work, you know? And so like, it's like all of them like being super calculating in their moves for relationships are going to get into.
Right.
And then slowly but surely, this one girl who's been like giving her entire life to be like a really good actress falls out of like everyone kind of forgets her. Like, she like becomes a background character of the dating show. And then like, she's like trying to like get herself back into this, like the spotlight of it all. And this is, so like, that's kind of episode six.
Use your words.
But also in episode five, Aqua's sister is trying to like start an idol group. And this YouTuber, like, who's also under Strawberry Productions, like, gets introduced.
Yeah.
And his name is Pignon, and he's, like, this, like, fitness. He's a fitness YouTuber, but he wears a pigeon head. And so, it's, like, his whole thing is ridiculous, but, like, he just, like, does hour, like, workouts with people. And he's, like, super high energy. And Stank, our lovely, definitely legally named editor, Stank, reaches out and he goes, Pignon reminds me of you. And I was, like... What?
That's tough.
I was like, oh yeah, the fitness YouTuber with wearing a pigeon mask.
That's
and
you.
I'm watching it and like they're making fun of him for being ridiculous. They're like, you do something so silly. Like why are you even doing this? And he goes, I make 100 million yen a year.
There it
and
is.
And I was like, there he is.
Yeah, there it is.
I was like, yeah, you figured it out.
That's so bold of Stank.
Yeah.
That's Stank knows he's invaluable.
He's like, there's a character in here that reminds me of you a lot. And I was like, I got to that. And they were all like, oh, I'm so sorry I made fun of you.
Wow.
And then episode six, they're dealing with this character who falls out of like the public eye, basically.
Yeah.
And then she accidentally hurts one of the other actresses. And it's like the whole episode is called Ego Surfing.
Mm-hmm.
So God knows you've done it. God knows I'm currently doing it.
What have I done? What are you accusing me of?
So ego surfing.
Yeah.
It's like when one of your videos is doing really well and you have to open the comments and everyone's being really nice.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, nice.
It's great. It's very good. Yeah.
You're like, everyone's like, wow, that's a great video. And you're like, I know I made it.
Yeah.
And so you're, and then like, but like, so everybody else is like ego surfing because the reality TV show is doing well. They're talking about how musicians after like a rap party will like ego surf. It's like a really good introspective look into like, being a content creator, just like putting like being a creative nowadays, like we're all on social media, and so like all of us are like, you know, we look for the good comments. They make you feel good. They give you a little serotonin dump.
Yeah.
But this one girl crosses one of the other ones, like the most popular girl on the show. Everyone's telling her to kill herself.
Damn.
And it's just like dealing with like the duality of like being in the social, like in like the public's eye and how she's on Twitter and people are like, how dare this bitch even like lay a fit, like it's a relevant bitch. And it just like slowly but surely eats at her. And like, or like her friends turn on her, like everybody who she even knew is like, oh yeah, she's always been like this. People like, and it's like, and they splice it in with like how hard she's been working to get to this point.
Yeah.
And the episode ends with like her about to commit suicide, jeez, commit unlive. And Aqua like saves her.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's a gorgeous moment. But like, it's just like such a, like the best. And the reason I wanted you to watch it is because there's a YouTuber, it's like about YouTubers and like,
right.
And they're like talking like, oh, you started as a TikToker. And they're talking like, well, yeah, but TikTok doesn't pay.
Yeah.
Like conversations I have every fucking time I like bump into another YouTuber. Like,
How'd
you start? They're like, I was on TikTok first, but TikTok doesn't pay. So
talk to any creator for 5 minutes and they will dive into a list of complaints about whatever they're currently doing.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about the fact that we went to volleyball last weekend.
No time.
Yeah, we literally were out of the numbers, Mason.
Well, it's funny that you bring up the like ego surfing thing. Mm-hmm. And it is ironic because I should have watched this episode because it's very relevant to my week. But like I posted... put out like a Bungo Stray Dogs video that I was like super proud of. I'm like, these two episodes banged. I've made some like killer jokes.
Yeah.
Absolutely nailed it. I'm hyped about the opening of the video.
Yeah.
Put out the video. It's like a 5 out of 10 on YouTube, but which is whatever.
I've gotten myself to like 6 and 10. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
goes back and like in the drawer, you know,
it's okay. Like, you know, all of the numbers are like fairly close in views. So like whatever. But I'm like scrolling through all the comments. I'm doing some ego surfing. And I'm like, yeah, like people love it. Like I wade through like dozens of like, oh, like love that Danny's loving the show. Like love these reactions, this and that.
Yeah.
I scroll to one like kind of disappointed with this video. The jokes weren't as funny as I was hoping they'd be. And I'm just like, oh, that's all it takes for me to be like, nobody would miss me if I died, would they? Would they? I guess. And not even like, not even in a sad way. I just read it and I'm like, I guess I really could just drop off the face of the earth and no one would notice.
I was like, I don't know. I thought that one joke didn't land. Just like opens Google, tallest bridges near me. Yeah,
like least obnoxious way to kill self. Like
what's
the least flashy way that people won't like?
What's the best to clean up suicide?
Yeah, like just to stay considerate. Like that's all. Cause that's what's so funny is that like, yeah, media has to be exciting and they have to have it be like this full, like, oh, everyone turns on the person. They're getting cyber bullied everywhere they go.
Yeah.
People don't realize
it takes all so much less than that. Yeah.
All it takes is a single comment being like, oh, did anyone notice Danny kind of lisps? To be like, destroyed. I'm done. I'm quitting. Yeah, like
absolutely destroyed. Wig arms, lisp. Like, yeah. There's been so many shots across the bow that have just landed.
It's like so funny, the ones that hit and don't. Because the Socrates one, I'm like, that's hype. I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, because like, that's an asshole. Like, that's just like that person objectively has no love in their life. Like, it's like you occasionally you'll get a comment from somebody.
They still like the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell them, you know, maybe you Google tallest bridges as well.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. Obviously, don't do that. Do a short bridge. That way you can think about what you've done on the
Make your own decision, trip. Coward.
Yeah, exactly, you coward. But no, it's like I get emails every day to kill myself. Like every day. Every fucking day. Sometimes
are they emails? Because that's funny, because it takes so much will for me to open up my email.
Yeah.
Let alone tell someone to kill themselves.
No, like I got an email from some guy being like, Shisui and Obito are brother and they're like, so as you know, Shisui is still alive. And they're like, oh, some of these idiots will tell you Shisui aren't alive. And I was like, I've made like six. I was like, my brother in Christ, I've made like six videos telling people why Shisui is not alive. All I respond is, oh, kill yourself. And I was like, okay.
Done.
Every day I get told to kill myself. And it's like, those are like, it's fine. Yeah. But when it's people being like, oh, Nick has no idea what he's talking about. Nick does. It's like, when they like insult my hard work, I'm like, I will find you.
Yeah.
After I kill myself. I will haunt you.
Yeah, after I honor the requests of these last few people.
Yeah, if you insist. Yeah. But yeah, no, so it was like, it was so, so, like, I don't know if they made this show for content creators.
Yeah.
I don't, like, it's obviously, like, I want to know, like, the public perception of Oshinoko, because, like, I feel like I have such a bias. Yeah. Because
let us know.
They're talking about shit I do, like, every day.
Yeah. Let us know the public perception of it. Because I'm also... Oh, God. I got both nips out. I was also wondering, like... Because I was shocked at how much of, like, a deep dive into the talent industry it was. And I know a few people have dropped off because of that. Like, they kind of wanted the, like... L Light Yagami, like they wanted Aqua.
They wanted classic
becoming
revenge
a psychotic.
Story.
Yeah. Becoming a psycho rather than this like really deep look into the talent
like,
and
what
industry,
we do on a day to day basis.
We got a super chat. And it looks fat.
Did anyone notice Danny has a lisp?
Fuck. Take that money back. Take back your dirty fucking blood money. Actually, no. Send some more to pay for my funeral, you coward.
Thank you, Dominic. That's
you bastard.
Nice of you.
How much did they send?
$20.
Not enough. That's a lot. That's
coward.
A good amount.
Thank you, Dominic. That's very nice of you. I think we did notice. Outside of Oshinoko news, there's also Demon Slayer news, but you've been drowning in homework.
Fuck.
I've been giving you, not
the last, like, 2 weeks, you've been like, yeah, Demon Slayer, whatever, you talk about it.
I mean, it was just, like, for the last 2 weeks, it's a battle. But, like, now we're finally getting, like, a look into the backstories of the characters, which is arguably the best part of Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like, everybody's got a devastating backstory. Like, yeah, it's a world where demons live rampantly. Like, there's gonna be some devastating backstories. And Genya and Sanemi not only have a devastating backstory that's now been elucidated, but also one of them were devastating endings. And so they
don't you dare.
I'm not spoiling anything.
All right.
It's like probably the saddest moment in the manga pertains to those two. But Anyways, what I was saying is I just very happy that people now understand Genya and Sunemi's like motivations better, like because they are two of like the greatest characters in the entire story. Right. So once you get there, I'm very excited for you.
I will be there by next pod for sure. Yeah. I'm so excited to catch up on Demon Slayer.
The thing is, you did have like objectively, guys, for anybody who's going, oh, Genya's only seen 3 anime and he talks like he's seen a million. Danny had a lot of homework to do this week.
I had so much homework. Yeah. What other homework did I have that you gave me?
Danny also,
Nick was texting me every other day being like, Danny, you got to come play beach volleyball. Danny, you got to watch this. Danny, you got to watch that.
And Danny had a great time playing beach volleyball. Mind you, we met a lot of people.
I didn't have a great time playing beach volleyball.
Oh, that's a lie.
I had a great time being there. Yeah. I didn't have a great time having my podcast co-host be team captain and still pick me last. I got picked last every round.
Every
single round. It got to the point where it would be me and one other person and the team picking is like looking at us and I'm like, okay, I'm on the opposite team. Got it. Listen, fuck you.
It's like with Thanos.
And then Nick's like,
but this gives me pleasure.
Then Nick's like, you coming next week?
Mm-hmm.
No. Don't you spit at me.
If you come every week, you'll get better.
No one wants me there every week.
You'll slowly achieve greatness.
We were there with a bunch of other very nice content creators.
Nobody was even that good.
At first, we were with a bunch of very nice content creators.
Did you fall under siege?
We're playing, got to a point, because I'm a skeleton of the ball, okay? Uh-huh. So the ball comes at me, I miss it, and got to the point where the very sweet, like, 5'1 girl.
Tiny girl.
Yeah, like, 5'1 beauty influencer behind me goes, Danny. And I'm like, oh my God, oh no. I have overstayed my welcome and I've been here for 30 minutes.
Mostly because she was nice. She was nice at volleyball. She was pretty good.
Yeah, like, she was good.
She received like 4 serves in a row that I would have no chance at. And I was like, damn, she got it.
Nobody wants me to return. If you all get drinks, I'm coming for drinks. Nobody wants me playing volleyball.
You're great. Dorothy's coming next week just to watch.
Yeah.
So
maybe I'll come to watch.
Yeah, like you know what you do? Bring appetizers. That's
food. Yeah.
If you become volleyball
I become
mom,
the mom,
bring
orange
slices. If you bring orange slices, good graces.
I bring orange slices.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I feel like the guys are gonna like alpha me though.
Who? Oh, the guy with 4 cats?
Yeah, that guy.
That being said, there was like a very influencer thing that broke out where everyone was like, can you do like these like this calisthenics move? Like everyone was like, look how strong I am at a certain point.
There was a bit like, look how strong I am. And then I was just like, I was with Josh, my roommate.
I started it.
Well, and then I was like, oh, like I could do a handstand. And I do a little handstand. And then everyone's like, oh, you could do a handstand? Check this out.
Yeah.
And then they just left me in the sand. And I never got to show my handstand to anybody.
You're like, I do things like, fuck you.
Yeah. It was a big fuck
you. Scrawny ass wig arms. What are you going to do with those? Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. But outside of that, Danny did do very good because I was like, I think a year and a half ago, Star Wars Visions came out, the first season. It was good. It was very good.
It was cool.
Second season, not as good.
Really?
Not as good.
I've seen a bit. So you were saying season 2 is not that good. I enjoyed, you know, some than others.
Good. Yeah.
I enjoy some more than others. I'd only seen the duel from volume 1.
The Studio Trigger one, yeah.
No, the like black and white one.
Oh, the with like the Samurai Ronin.
Yeah, that crazy one. Mm-hmm. And so I went back and I was like, I should check out some of the other ones. I watched the one called The Ninth Jedi, where it's like they all get summoned.
Yeah.
A bunch of Jedi get summoned to get a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
That one bangs. You may be right. Volume 1 may be better because that one was my favorite.
Volume 1, did you watch volume 2?
I watched all of volume 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and not that there's anything wrong with what they did, it's just they went further away from anime in volume 2.
Yeah.
Like all.
It wasn't anime.
Yeah.
It simply wasn't.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was like all of the first season was anime.
Yeah.
It was like Trigger, MAPPA, all of the big animation studios did some. And then for this one, a couple of them were like anime studios, like D'Art Shidagio, I believe, operates at least out of Shibuya, but it is American owned. And then there was the people who did Wallace and Gromit did an episode.
Yeah, they did.
And I was like, I didn't know like the name. It was like Aardman or something. But I was like, I saw the teeth and I was like, that's Wallace and Gromit. Absolutely. And it's like, there was some really good ones.
Yeah.
Like I thought my favorite was probably The Spy Dancer.
That one's good. That's interesting. That's your favorite.
Spy Dancer or...
That one's French, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Or like Creole, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like a romance language, something around there.
Gotcha. Creole is...
Creole's Haitian.
Yeah.
But it sounds French.
Does it?
I believe so.
Okay, I didn't know there was a romance language. But anyways, like, there was the spy dancer, and then there was the one where they had, like, cut off the dark head, travel to the dark head.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That one was really good. And then there was the one about them, like, trying to, like, steal back water. Also, Ao's song was good.
But yeah,
there was
just,
there was some where, like, so they were trying to tell global stories.
Wow, not Screecher's Reach?
Creature was fucking stupid.
What do you mean? That was so cool.
It was I liked the twist where it was like, oh, she had been recruited by the Sith to like, I was like, why is she going to Screecher's Reach? It seems terrible there. And it was like to kill an old Sith.
I thought that was rad. I love that like in the cave is this like insane old Sith that is just like just screaming and flailing and blind. Like that's just so cool. Such a weird little bit of lore.
I just didn't love, like, it looked like the people who did Samurai Jack. It was like very Samurai Jack-y.
I wouldn't want like a whole like movie in that art style. Mm. Like I agree, but same with the dancer one. I was like, I can do a whole thing in this art style, but it's cool.
I kind of liked it.
The dancer one felt like unfinished. It looked like an animatic. Like, when things aren't moving, it looks like a storyboard to me. I guess,
yeah, that's kind of fair. But, like, the scenes, like, they did movement so well. Like, the scenes where she, like, flaps all, like, her wings and all that were really cool. So, like, my thing was, so they're trying to tell global stories. So, it was, like, animation studios from all over the world. There was, like, a bunch of native stories. Like, there's a very overarching theme through all of the episodes. It's, like, the Sith are the white men.
Yeah.
Like, the Empire is, like, the white men, and, like, they're stealing resources. And, like, they're pushing out, like, the natives. That's, like, what the water one was, which was called... I don't even know. It was like the one that looked like it was like felt stop. It looked like it was Stopmation. I forget what it was called. There was like that one. And then like Dancer Spy. And I think like Spy Dancer did that plot line much better because they also did like the mother's love thing, which was also like a part of the water one. And then like there was like black stories and Indian stories.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't know if I'm alone on this.
Oh boy,
but like,
where is this going?
So the pit one was my least favorite episode.
Really?
Because, all right, I'm watching this. Yeah. I'm watching it. The only thing that ties any of this into the Star Wars universe is that they're mining Kyber crystals.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, at the end, like she's slightly force sensitive.
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, we have one episode to tell like a black like story within Star Wars. What are we going to do? Oh, I don't know. Enslave them?
Slaves? Yeah, oh, I see where you're going. That's
like,
tough.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking God. Can we get one black story that's not about, like, black suffering?
There was the dancer one's black.
It's more native than anything, I would say. I don't know.
That's like Creole. They're black.
But, like, it was, like, there was, like, graffiti in it. It was, like, very iconically, like, black American story.
Right.
Like, it was, like I watched almost all of it in dub, I believe. Yeah. And I think it's supposed to be watched in English.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I don't know. It was something about it. And obviously, the Archetagio is black owned and operated. They've done a bunch of like I think they do a lot of the Black Sand stuff.
Uh-huh.
But like I'm watching it and I'm like, God damn it. Like, why? Like, why does this have to be the story? I was like, we could just do like an empowering black story that doesn't be like, oh yeah, they had to be enslaved first.
I see what you're saying.
Like, the one story we get about like iconically black and it's like throw them in a pit.
I like the idea that it's not super Star Wars-y just because the other theme of all of them was that, the twist is that...
The Sith show up.
The twist is like, I'm a Jedi and I'm stealing your child.
That happened like three times.
All of them end with...
With the child by family.
Yeah, all of them end with, I'm a Jedi, I'm stealing your kid.
Yeah.
Like, so many of them, genuinely all of them, that I wonder if it was a prompt given by Disney.
Yeah, they're like, you could do a couple of different ones here. Yeah.
So it was cool. I like the Pit one because... It's not that, which is rad.
Yeah.
And it's also, I was watching, I wanted it to be like, I like that it was dour. Like, I was like, if they show up to the pit, because at the end, a bunch of like citizens show up to the pit and then help them. When they come over and they're looking down the pit, I was like, if they just leave and all these people die in the pit, that'd be rad.
That would have been fucking crazy.
I was like, I want this to be dark, and I like that they throw him in the pit and the guy dies.
You know what I wanted?
That's sweet.
I wanted his sister to stand over it and like the kyber crystal she has to turn red.
That'd be hype.
If they had just turned her into a... Like, I'm so sick of the, like, we have to, like, be the good people out of the situation. No, destroy the fucking city.
Well, that's what I liked about it, is that it did have that darkness, where, like, this guy... Everyone's like, don't go to the city. They'll fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Like, they won't care. And he goes to the city, and he proves that guy wrong, because they do care.
Mm.
But the stormtroopers drag him back to the pit and throw him in.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's good. That's my dose of darkness.
Yeah, you're like, let's darken up the story a little bit. Yeah. A lot of them none of them really took risks.
I didn't like the Indian one. Because the kid fucking sucks.
Oh my God, I hated her so...
That brother, so there's an Indian one where it's like, or you know, Indian inspired.
Did you watch
that
in Japanese or English?
I watched them all in English.
Okay.
It's Indian inspired. Anytime we say a country, it, like, they all take place on like Gloobu 9, yeah, you know, yeah, it's Star Wars.
It's Globakin 9, yeah, in the far reaches of the Andromeda, but yeah, it's fucking India.
But the Indian inspired one, what I liked about it was...
The most one note characters I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
I didn't mind the brother. Like, I like that it's like character focused and they're like, he's doing some goofs.
Yeah.
And I liked the design of the Sith. Because it was this cool, like, Indian-inspired, like, design. Yeah. Like, that... I like seeing when they take cultures and, like, are, like...
Juxtapose
them, yeah,
onto
like,
it.
Yeah, what, like, what is a samurai Sith? That was, like, the fun of season one. And yeah, so, like, with this, it's other cultures. That brother needs to have a fucking sit-down and maybe smack with his sister and be like, stop doing the fucking
stop
force.
Stop using the force!
You were getting us almost killed so frequently.
Why wasn't that the first thing, yeah, we brought up? Oh, mom got cut down because they were looking for, yeah, your ass. Why are you using the force on a train in front of a bunch of people?
Yeah, I would throw that kid off the fucking train.
Oh, you little girl. She did it again. Even after she pulled the flute and he knew what she did.
Yeah.
Wasn't like, yeah, don't do that.
Even after they almost die on the train and she does it again at the little village.
Also,
like, fuck off.
Also, the only thing that she had the ability to say was Lebby. Like, she's just like candy. Like, I'm like, yeah, how old is this child? And then, once again, at the end, it's a Jedi who cuts down like this old woman out of nowhere, yeah, just has this battle against a Sith. No development for either character. Like, nobody does anything.
Yeah.
And then the Sith steals the child. Or
no,
the Jedi steals the child.
Yeah, the Jedi's like, I want this kid. And he's like, okay.
Those were my two least favorite episodes. They were just like, oh God, it was so bad.
I loved Owl's song.
So good.
That was sick. The, yeah, animation style, like, I'd watch a full movie like that.
It reminded me of, is it Chopper? No. The little purple round guy. He's got the orange fish friend. Not
Kirby?
Adventure Time.
Gumball?
Gumball.
Yeah,
it reminded me of Gumball, yeah.
A little, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I think that one's like African or like Ugandan or something.
Was that what it was?
It seemed
no
it.
Idea.
I also have no idea.
It was cool.
Yeah,
I liked it.
It seemed just from like accents, that's all I can gather.
Yeah.
And like the general look of it. But it was like, out of all of them, because I kept being like, I hate that the twist is like, I'm a Jedi, I'm taking your kid.
Mm-hmm.
But when that girl whipped out a lightsaber, I was like, rad. I needed to see that in this art style.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that was really, really good. Then, like, so, like, I think what it felt like was this season felt like a tech test for a bunch of different, like, studios. Like, the last one was, like, and maybe just because I like anime more than I like, you know, like, but, like, a lot of these were, like, anime-esque, you know? And so, like,
some, yeah.
I don't know, man. It was fine. It was a fine season. It was nothing crazy.
You know what's weird, too? And it's, none of them blew me away. That one I talked about in Volume 1, the Ninth Jedi, that did kind of blow me away. I was okay, this rules. And Owl's Song, I would consider close to blowing me away. I did love that one.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird? I'd heard news that Studio Ghibli was working on like a Baby Yoda short, and I'd assumed that was for this. So what is that?
Why? Bro, the amount, it's Disney adults, man. Like, they're just like, I love Grogu. Oh my God. I hate it. I hate it so much.
You know what I would love to see though? I saw like an Instagram post of this. Uh-huh. Someone did like Pikachu in a Studio Ghibli art style.
Oh yeah, it's the AI generated stuff. Yeah,
I would kill for Pokemon in Studio Ghibli.
That would be
really cool.
I wouldn't complain about it.
It'd be sick with like the tone of like a Mononoke, where it's like a little more adult and like all about nature and shit.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, at this point, I want Miyazaki to sleep. I'm every time I hear a new Ghibli, and I know he wants to do it.
I was going to say, you're always like, that guy needs to die. And it's like,
I don't want him to die, but the man has been animating by hand since the 80s.
He knows nothing else.
I know, but like, he's got a family. He's made many movies about like how his family.
He hates his family.
I know. Like, he's made many movies about like his family being like, many of the movies are like apologies to his family for never being around.
Yep.
And I'm like, motherfucker, you're 85. Yeah. Stop drawing.
Be around.
Put the pencil down.
He hates his son.
Why?
He's just like, his son is like, I want to do what my father does. And his father's like, he will never do what I can do.
Yeah, he's like, you will never achieve. He's Japanese Walt Disney. We're living during his time. And obviously all the movies he made are incredible. But like, if I'm being real, if I could be so real.
Oh boy.
Porco Russo? Fine.
There's a few fine ones. Ponyo? Yeah, they're not all.
But those are the recent ones.
Yeah. Oh, the most recent ones? Do you see The Wind Rises? Is that anything?
I know Castle in the Sky. The Nausicaa is a lot. Valley of the Wind?
No.
Is that
The Wind Rises.
Never heard of it.
It's his latest. Most recent.
I'd have to watch it.
Like 2019.
I don't even want to. I don't want to be like, you know, probably not.
I
good.
Haven't seen but it.
Like, he's not like, take a nap. Go enjoy retirement.
Damn.
I love Miyazaki. He's a genius. He is a, like, I have a Howl's Moving Castle tattoo. But like, I just want him to spend time with his goddamn family, man. All right, should we get the best boy?
Sure.
Okay, so wow, a lot covered this week, honestly. I feel like me and Danny have been moving at mock speed here.
Oh, yeah.
My best boy is MASH.
MASH?
From Mashal Muscles and Muscles.
My best boy is whatever doctor we're going to get to figure out your aneurysm.
Do you smell toast? Because I do. Yeah. MASH. Because MASH had the most, these hands are rated E for everyone moment of all time. So MASH is just like beating up bad guys. And like one of the, did I do this last week?
You talk about fucking Mashal every week. This show only you watch and I will never.
I don't think I did this last week.
You didn't.
Okay, good. But and so he's beating up this bad guy, and there's this one girl that like tricks one of her friends into falling into the situation.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, don't hit me. And he was like, oh, don't worry, I treat everyone equally, and just suplexed the woman. And I was like, let's go. Equal rights, equal fights. Nice. he was like, oh, like I didn't want him to like take the easy road out or something. And he just was like, the very stereotypical like comedy, like shonen, like antagonist was just like, you're fucking gonna get these hands.
Yeah.
Suplexed the woman into the ground. And I was like, that's my MC. I love Mashal, dude.
That's all you gotta do to get on Nick's best boy list. Hit a woman.
Hit a woman.
Just hit a bitch. Wow. Really good. Really strong stances happening this week. Nick hates Miyazaki, wants him to die, and loves seeing women get beat.
Favorite running backs of all time. Yeah. In order, OJ, Ray Rice, end of list.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No Roethlisberger?
No. No, that was a different kind.
No.
That was a different kind of being bad to women.
I just want to throw my hat in the ring.
That and crashing a motorcycle. That's what he's known for.
Interesting.
Who's your best boy?
My best boy is Mortal Kombat 1. Yeah, look at that.
Not, what would it be, 12?
It's 1 11, now.
11.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing the Xbox. It would be 12. They're doing the Xbox
thing. Reboot. Here's the thing about Mortal Kombat.
But it's just Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And then there's
but
Mortal Kombat.
But it's called 1 now.
People get Fast and Furious shit for this.
So they... And the weird thing is, they might even call the one after this 13. So,
that would make sense, though, because Mortal Kombat 13, like, it's like Halloween-y, it's witchy.
Well,
Jason's 13. In Mortal Kombat. His whole thing is 13.
Yeah. A trailer dropped for Mortal Kombat 1 today.
Okay.
Tells us, like, nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. Naturally. Other than, it's a reboot, but in the fashion that Mortal Kombat likes to reboot itself, which is, it does a reboot while still being the same continuity. So Mortal Kombat loves jumping timelines, jumping universes.
Oh, there's no cohesiveness whatsoever, yeah.
It, like, 9 through 11 are a single story. Like, they follow a linear path.
Gotcha.
9 rebooted the series while still making everything from 1 through 8 canon. This is doing the same thing. Reboot, everything's canon still, though.
Jesus.
It's so... much. But I love Mortal Kombat. We'll see. But new trailer.
I love it when you know things.
I know. Isn't that crazy? That's I know so even hot. More. I'm just reeling it in for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like rolling that fire hose back in.
There's going to be an assist system, but it's not a tag game, which means it's just one. It's like Naruto Ninja Storm, where...
Like the early... Because 4...
Actually, it's more like Demon... No, it's both.
Demon Slayer is also a tag game, but there is assists. But Ninja Storm 3, 2, and 1 had the one taps.
Yes. Yeah. So no one knows fully what that's going to be like, and people are a little nervous about it because it's... The tough part about assist games is that they... So you can only play one character at a time, and there's going to be an assist roster.
Yeah.
And so people are kind of nervous that it's like, oh, Reptile's in the game as an assist. And it's like...
Oh, they're like they're like the biggest Mortal Kombat roster ever. Yeah. They're like, we got Noob and we got Reptile and people like, we have the screen code guy.
Yeah, we have mocap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And so then, we don't know yet. We don't know, like, we just know that there's, in the season pass, they talk about, like, you get 4 new characters and 4 new assist characters. And it's like, uh-oh, they're separate.
Also, they're hiding characters behind the season pass.
They always, that's what a season pass is. DLC characters.
Like skins.
No, not for fighting games.
I don't play fighting games. Well, I'm already angry enough. Yeah. I genuinely don't need it. Do you have news?
I do. I have two newses.
Okay.
One is video game news. Overwatch. You hear about that?
I've seen some memes of people being like Overwatch, like Blizzard is in a competition with like Mojang to see who can do the least with their billions of dollars. But that is literally all I know.
So do you remember Overwatch 2 was its existence hinged on the fact that it was going to have PvE content?
Yeah, they were like, there's going to be a story.
It was going to have a whole campaign.
Yeah.
Gone.
Trashed.
Trashed.
Nice.
Absolutely trashed. Mm-hmm. The only reason, that's what everyone's freaking out. They're like, why does Overwatch 2 exist then? Because
it's just Overwatch 1.
It's just Overwatch 1, but like, I think some maps were taken out, and instead of 5v5, it's 4v4, and right?
Instead of 6v6, it's 5v5.
Yeah. Right. So everyone's like, what have you been doing? Like, what do Blizzard employees do?
Yeah.
If we thought you've been working on this thing. And also,
have they been? World of Warcraft?
Apparently, they were going to work on, or apparently, they knew they were doing this months ago and just now told people.
So they were just like, they're probably like trying to like bury it under something.
100%.
They're just like, oh, like there's big news. Let's get out the fact that we're not doing the thing we said we were going to do.
That's what happened. They did a stream and like midstream, they're just like, also PV's canned. Why? Sorry. Who knows? Like nobody. Well, like apparently it's like, they were like, oh, it would take resources from our PvP team that like we can't afford. Blizzard's the most fucking, like, profitable gaming company ever.
They've made, like, a good, literal, there was a time when WoW gold was worth more than real-life currency.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was when Venezuela was in, like, a massive amount of inflation. There was a time where one Venezuelan dollar cost less
than a WoW gold.
Like, because you can buy gold. Yeah. It's like an actual currency. Like, WoW has an economy.
Yeah.
Like, a literal economy built around it. You don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Like, you can build off the profits that WoW and Diablo have gotten you for generations.
Yeah, so it's gotta all be fucking, like, Blizzard. Like, it's not the developers. Obviously, the developers, like, didn't want to stop working on all the shit they'd worked on. Mm-hmm. Like, for some reason, Blizzard's like, nah, we, like, stop doing that. Go make more skins.
That's insane.
It's wild. But so, what's your news?
You said you had two?
My other one is that Trigun is getting the Berserk, like, Deluxe Edition treatment.
Nice. So it's my news is that Trigun is getting the Berserk Deluxe Edition.
Oh, is it?
I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. I have fuck all. That's why I've been on my phone. Nice. I've been struggling to find shit. Nothing.
It's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just getting a Deluxe Edition in December.
It's not that long.
It's one. Yeah. One Deluxe Edition.
I was gonna say, it's not that long.
Well, there's Trigun and then there's Trigun Maxim. Which will get another...
Never heard of that.
Exists.
In a million years, yeah. Have I never heard of
that. It's
like
that. A sequel series. They're getting, like, just a big-ass, like, hardcover, super-sized pages treatment.
Damn. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, that's our news, and we are now going to ask for love letters, which is the part of the show where me and Danny ask the live chat what they want to hear from us in terms of a question. So if you guys ever want to ask us a question, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube. It is either $4.99 to be hashtag Team Nick or $5.99 to be hashtag Team Danny. You get to watch the podcast live. You get to watch me and Danny scramble to find an SD card, which is something that those of you who are watching the podcast. Yeah. Unfortunately,
this episode's like an extra half hour long if you're on the live.
Yeah. Yeah, because me and Danny have been, like, scrabbling together today. So these are things that you would be privy to if you were watching the podcast, but unfortunately you are not, but you could be. So I'm going to go over to the computer and I'm going to check for love letters.
Woo! Love letters. They're letters that say they love us.
So the chat asks, what anime trope do you absolutely eat up?
For all the shit that I give Dragon Ball, I love transformations. But it needs to be a transformation. It can't be a fucking hair dye. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I love that Nezuko has this crazy horned mode now.
And she, like, grows. Yeah. She gets, like, huge. Yeah.
A transformation needs to come with new attacks and shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just look different. I need to feel the difference.
You know what's funny is I feel like people in Dragon Ball outside of the main cast get better, like, cooler looking power-ups. Like, Piccolo in the most recent movie.
Yeah.
color change, looked different. Gohan, his hair was just massive.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think Super Saiyan 3 was really good.
Yeah, for
I think
sure.
The OG days when they turned into giant apes was sick.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan 4 is the best transformation of all time. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
And I just don't think, like, in the new days of Dragon Ball,
yeah,
that we've gotten the level of transformation as that we used to get.
They just don't have, like, yeah, someone transforms and there isn't, like, a awesome ultimate move accompanying it. Ultra Instinct had, like...
Like, he's fast. Like, he's just faster.
He's fast. It has the cool, like, you know, weird, like, air pockets that punch your enemy. Mm-hmm. So that's something, at least. Like, Super Saiyan Blue had nothing. Don't tell me Kaioken Super Saiyan Blue Kamehameha is a new attack.
Yeah, it's just...
It's just a different color.
It's Naruto getting a bigger Rasengan.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Ultra Big Ball Rasengan. It's like, oh, cool, you made it big. Good job,
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, Super Saiyan God, no new attack. Mm-hmm. So it needs that. You know what else is good?
What?
Shouting the name of an attack. Do you like that?
I used to love it. I have now lessened on it because mm-hmm. it's very symbolic of shonen.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it doesn't happen now as much. Like, I like it when, here's where I like it.
Yeah.
I like it when a bad guy is like, Maximum Uzumaki. And it's just it's like a huge blast attack or something like that. But I don't like, I guess the way I think about it is like Natsu using any attack in Fairy Tail. Because Natsu has like three moves.
Yeah.
And he's like fire punch, fire kick, fire breath. And it's like every single time it's the same animation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can we get a little bit of a shake up here? And it's like Naruto, like, I feel like, did he abandon saying Rasengan? Genuinely, I shouldn't be asking you this, but like,
I feel, yeah, you're the authority.
Right, but like, towards the end, I feel like he was just using, no, he was absolutely saying it. It's like, Ultra Big Ball Rasengan.
Well, it depends on the context, right? Because I agree, like, there are bad uses of shouting the attack name. Like, One Piece, hey, Sanji, you don't have attacks.
Yeah.
You have 30 different kicks that all do the same thing.
Yeah.
Kick.
Yeah.
And they're all named something different.
The only thing is Diable Jambe, which is when he lights his foot on fire, it then kicks.
That's a move.
Yeah.
That's a new attack. Zoro has Onigiri.
Uh-huh.
That's an attack. Just cutting a bitch, not an attack. If I came at you and I was like, Iron Drill Fist, and just fucking punched you in the mouth.
About time.
Yeah, like you would be like, you didn't do anything new there.
That's an uppercut.
Yeah, like I can punch you in the mouth.
Yeah.
But it's like, If we're like at the apex of a fight, music cuts out, someone just like mumbles like Dragon Death Cannon.
Yeah.
Chills.
Incredible.
Insta chills. Yeah.
Or like Chidori. If it's like spoken.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
But like screamed, I don't. I don't know why. My favorite trope, I would say in anime, killing off characters. Oh, I'm such a sucker for like losing.
I feel like it's not even a trope. I feel like a trope is they almost die.
Yeah, I hate death baiting. Oh, I hate death baiting.
So this has not become I like this trope. It's become I hate this trope.
No. I hate death baiting.
Yeah.
I love it when they go through and kill characters.
Right.
Like, I love like a brutal anime.
Yeah.
Like Attack on Titan, just like wiping characters off the face of the map.
Yeah.
Love that. Hell's Paradise does it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
There was like that number one, Asaimon, who just gets like smushed. I love a good, just like, just character that you think you're gonna love just getting wiped out in front of you. I adore it.
I just can't think of any anime that does that with
Rengoku?
Like real main cast other than Rengoku. Rengoku's a great one. I haven't seen it.
Akame ga Kill kills the main character.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good. I like, other than like Berserk, right? Here's what I'm using as like an example. Like,
I mean, the main trilogy are still kicking.
Well, Berserk.
We still got Casca and Guts and
but
Griffith.
Like every other side character. Fair. Like Attack on Titan.
No, the little elf thing.
He doesn't show up when the killing happens.
I guess, yeah,
he's
yeah,
not there.
Fair.
Every side character up until that point,
mm-hmm.
nixed.
Oh,
spoiler.
Yeah.
But like Attack on Titan, I won't say who, I guess, because it's still kind of newer, but like, kills one character, everybody else is like, even antagonists refuse to die. You know what I mean?
True,
like, I hate death baiting as well.
Yeah.
And they never
One Piece is the worst death baiting show out there.
I have news about that, kind of.
Oh, we finally lost one of the Straw Hats?
Oda, the reverse, the opposite.
Okay.
Oda has explained why he doesn't kill characters.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, The reason I don't want to draw scenes where people die is because I want to draw a party after the battle. If someone dies, you can't have an enjoyable party.
I love SBS.
I want a party in my ideal form of friendship. A party is my ideal form of friendship. I want to end with One Piece. Yeah, I want to end One Piece with a big party.
With everyone there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a strange man.
Why?
What a silly, goofy little goober of a man.
That's literally how something I watched recently ended. Now I can't remember what it was.
The big party?
You know, it was like everybody gets brought back to life. Mm-hmm. And now I can't remember. Oh, I mean, that's kind of Fast X in a nutshell.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that might have been it, where it's like they're never dead.
Oh, my God. Spoiler for a movie that's not even out.
We didn't say who didn't die.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't
know. But no one's ever dead in Fast and Furious, yeah, apparently. Fair. But okay, that's it. Before we spoil any other movies that aren't currently out, guys, thank you so much for listening to Otaku's Anonymous. We're happy to have you here. Episode 19. No idea what we're doing for 20. Probably nothing.
Suggest something special.
We'll think about it, or we'll just, you know, talk about anime like we usually do.
Like we sometimes do.
Yeah, the half hour of opening coldly. But you guys love those, honestly. I think maybe we haven't got any complaints about them recently.
We don't read.
That's fair. Honestly,
we haven't asked.
We don't ego surf. Yeah, we don't ego surf on our own podcast. So yeah, I mean, just tell us what you want us to do for 20. God knows, people are telling me to start planning my 500,000 like.
Count. Subscriber, yeah, thing.
For NT Hammer. Like, what are you gonna do? I was like, I don't know.
You gotta do something.
Do I?
Yeah.
I definitely like I don't.
If you, it helps you to do something.
Do something for a million.
It helps you to do something. People Why? Click on like 500K special.
What is it gonna be like? Oh, I'd say Sasuke is kind
I
of a
don't
cool
know.
Guy.
That's your fucking job.
I just thought of something.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
done.
I thought of the times where I liked Sasuke. Bingo. Yeah. 500K special. But yes, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you go ahead and follow Otaku's Anonymous on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Email any questions you have to otakusanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. I have been NCHammer23, also known as the Weeb Commander. If you copy my content, I will kill you. And I've been joined by...
I've been Socrates. You can find me at your local college, library. Mm-hmm.
Senator's meeting.
Yeah, anywhere where books are sold or thoughts are discussed.
Or poison is dispensed.
Yeah. And that's it.
Cool.
I'm so committed to that bit that I'm not
even doing his own socials. Yeah. It's Danny Mata something. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Bye. Mwah. Later, bitches. And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the class.